in your work and hearing from so many people all over the world, especially, you know, say we take the example of the thought disorder around eating or body dysmorphia. And Kristen and I were having a conversation before this just around taking radical responsibility and how that can be really off-putting for people, you know, and they become resistant and perhaps defensive.
Oh, it's horrible.
How have you found a way in, you know, like to really bring light?
It's comparison, the ego. That's the, you know, the ego's favorite thing. It's like if you have a very low opinion of your body, like, you know, I'm ugly, I'm too fat, I'm too thin, I'm too tall, I'm too short, I'm not as, it's always about comparison. And if you get really still and you just consider, if I didn't compare this body with any other body, you know, is it possible to think less of your body? And I think that's one of the first steps, you know, without, because comparison is the ego, that's its trick, you know, two, in other words, the opposite of duality is where we get clear. So also when people, if they write down what they're thinking and believing about their body, and they look at it and question it, then it can really wake us up to, that is not I. And you know, like body and what I'm thinking about the body. Now, one of those is off, and it's got to be the mind, because it is the mind that says there's something unattractive about my body or terrible or ugly or, you know, whatever it is. So if you write down your thoughts about your body and you question them, and questioning is that's a big ask, because we're going beyond the ego to see what is there that the ego wants to hide. But for example, would you rather have, when you think of your body, would you rather have a beautiful, healthy, flexible body, and you had to make a choice between that that you want so badly, let's say, and you had to make a choice between that and I want my thoughts about my body. I want my thinking to be beautiful, healthy, and flexible. Which one would you choose if you had to make the choice? And that's what we're talking about. I want my thoughts about my body to be healthy and flexible and about life. So that's just, you know, just a small example of, and if we love what we think, we love ourselves. And, but going back to comparison, if let's say I had the world agree, I had a very grotesque body. Everyone agrees to it. But if I did not compare my body with anyone else, I'm good. I'm good with it. Other people have the problem. I don't. And in that kind of freedom, it's where we begin to become conscious of, like, beautiful, healthy, flexible, in that kind of freedom. You know, I did the work and smoking quit me. I did the work and insane food. There's sane food and insane food. For example, you know, sugar or an apple. You know, I was going for the sugar, for example, and the alcohol. It quit me. It's like sugar quit me. Compulsive overeating quit me. I had found what I was looking for. And to this day, if something happened and something is happening with my head, it doesn't stop inquiry. As long as we have a choice, we have inquiry. If my mind says, oh, I feel terrible today, that's duality. I have to compare it with something else to even know that's not okay. That's duality.
Yeah, because it's like almost that beyond form, you know, beyond the illusion and even beyond specialness, you know, beyond the ego sees everything as new. But I would like to just on the body, kind of take everyone through the four questions. If we were as an example around the body, so say someone has the belief, you know, my body is something to fix. How would we leverage the four questions to walk them through a different ending?
Okay, so let's say to be happy, I need to fix my body. Okay, so is it true? Is it true that to be happy, I need to fix my body? Can I absolutely know that it's true? To be happy, I have to fix my body. Now, I ponder that even as we're using it as an example. You know, I have my life is inquiry. It's like inquiry meets ego as a way of life. So for my body to be beautiful, how do I react when I believe the thought to be happy? My body needs to be beautiful. I compare my body with other people's. I always come up short. I'm either better than or less than. How do I react when I think the thought, I need my body to be beautiful for me to be healthy? Guilty anytime I eat this food or that food or break a fast I'm on, or, and then you just ponder all of that. How do you react? Sitting in inquiry and always comparing this body with another body in my mind's eye, or looking at someone else. If I'm in a crowd, I see this beautiful body. I imagine them to be happy and have everything. And then there's my life. My body's not beautiful. I don't have the same respect from people that that person has. And getting this, you know, I could go on and on with it, but that's what it is, getting still and noticing how the ego goes on and on and on, and how you react when you believe the thought, what kind of life you're living when you think the thought. And that was my agoraphobia, you know, which they say fear of the marketplace. And mine was just a marketplace of just 1 inch outside my door was terrifying. And then that fourth question, just sitting in that silence, who would I be? Who would I be without the thought to be happy? I need my body to be beautiful. Imagining myself in the world in those situations where I was so horrified when I was comparing. And I look at those situations in my mind's eye and imagine myself in that situation. Who would I be without the thought to be happy? I need my body to be beautiful. There's no way not to be happy if we really sit in that, in those situations. Because it's all encompassed there. It's our health, our physical, everything, without comparison. And then, you know, those are the four questions. And then turn the thought around. To be happy, I need my body to be beautiful. To be happy, I don't need my body to be beautiful. And then to ponder that, anchored in those situations. You know, for example, there in that place with that perfect body that was there and me in this terrible body. To be happy, I don't need my body to be beautiful. And then I look around at the opportunities there to just be and to witness other people having fun without comparing my standing there alone and the happiness that comes from just what you would think is impossible. I am so fascinated is alive because it's not I. I am curious with no other motive is a life of inquiry.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Morning Microdose by Almost 30.
We hope you enjoyed waking up.
As always, we encourage you to take what resonates and leave the rest. If you enjoyed this trip, tune into the full episode on the Almost 30 podcast. All episode information can be found in the show notes.
Make sure to subscribe, and if this becomes a part of your morning routine, be sure to share it with a friend. We have new inspiring doses Monday through Friday. Follow us on Instagram at Morning Microdose and follow Almost 30 at Almost 30 Podcast.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you in the vortex.